Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1379, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, it's the beginning of another month, and so it's about that time where I share my professional background and experiences so that hopefully you can feel a sense of trust, that the information I'm giving comes from a place of scientific merit. It's not just my opinion, but rather things that have been shown through data and studies. Again, all so that you hopefully have a little bit more trust in the advice I give. And so in case you're wondering about why I call myself Dr. Neil, well, I do have my Doctor of Public Health degree where my emphases were chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree where my emphases were health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. When I'm not doing this podcast, I'm actually full-time faculty within the California State University system. I've published peer-reviewed research, I've presented my research at national conferences, and I've been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the things I talk about on this show. And again, I share all of this with you just so you know where my heart is. I want to give you the latest and best and most accurate information I can. And with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Mina from North Carolina writes, "Hi, Dr. Neil, I love your show. For the last 3 years, I've woken up to your podcast, and I was so excited when you added weekend episodes. My question is about warming up before exercising and stretching out muscles after. I don't recall hearing this recommendation specifically for exercising the abs, though. If I want to squeeze in a 5-minute ab routine in the middle of the day, like between Zoom calls, should I be including an ab warm-up and post-stretch? Thank you." Hi, Mina. Thank you so much for your question, and thank you for your kind words. And thank you for being a regular listener. I'm so glad you find the show helpful. When it comes to warming up before a workout, you are correct that warm-ups are helpful for reducing our risk for injury and possibly improving our performance during the workout. But as you said, we never really hear about warm-up exercises for our abs specifically. That's because we use our abdominal muscles all the time. In order to stand up, in order to twist our upper body, in order to sit up straight in our chairs, even the act of breathing requires the use of our abdominal muscles. And because these muscles are nearly constantly engaged, we can think of them as basically being warmed up nearly all of the time. In fact, let's imagine some of the most commonly recommended warm-up exercises: walking, light jogging, bicycling, rowing, using the elliptical. These are all activities that will work large muscle groups, and all will engage the use of the abdominal muscles to some extent. Now, when it comes to stretching, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends that we stretch after our formal workout instead of after our warm-up. It's not that stretching after the warm-up is a terrible idea. It's just that research has found that a cool-down with stretching after the workout is better because the muscles will be much more flexible after the workout. That's because they're really warmed up by then. So there's a reduced chance for injury when we stretch muscles that have been thoroughly worked. But if you find you're more likely to get your stretching in after your warm-up, that's okay. It's just not ideal. Let's just say that stretching after a warm-up is the second best option, whereas stretching after the workout is the best option. So that leads me to your specific question, Mina. You asked about getting in a quick 5-minute ab workout in the middle of the day between Zoom meetings, and you were asking whether a warm-up and stretch are needed before the ab workout. I would say that any time you can afford to perform a warm-up, do it. Again, it will help lower the chances for injury. A warm-up should include the major muscle groups, the legs at a minimum, and be performed at a low intensity and can last between 5 and 10 minutes. And again, by using the major muscle groups, you will automatically engage your abs, so they're going to be warmed up too. So if you're at home and you're in between meetings, you could walk or jog in place for 5 minutes as your warm-up. Once those 5 minutes are up, you can perform some gentle twisting motions just to be sure your abs are ready. Catch your breath and then perform your ab workout. Once your ab workout is done, then you can stretch it out. And here again, I would not only stretch your abs and your trunk, but your legs and other big or major muscle groups, since you warmed those up at the beginning. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, Mina. Now, if you want to send me a question to be answered right here on the show, just like Mina did, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to hear your own voice on the podcast, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Oh, and another easy way is to submit a question right on this episode in Spotify. And again, thank you so much for sending me your questions. Answering your questions is one of my favorite parts of this show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.